This is Keeping It Real with Nairi, Fiona, Greg, and we're at the Pine de Rosa tonight. On location.
Yeah, on location. On location.
What are you drinking, old boy?
What am I drinking? I'm drinking Golden Ale from the Sweetgrass Brewing Company. And trying to find out where it's from. It just says Sweetgrass Brewing Company.
Well, no, it'll tell you where it's from. You just can't read it for all the small print.
I know. I got to take my glasses off. Jeez, I can't read it. Sweetgrass Brewing Company. Brewed in Ontario. So somewhere in Ontario.
Largest provinces in the country.
It's a little sour. Like, it's a little bitter.
But not hoppy or IPA.
Yeah, it's not IPA. That's which is nice. So, yep.
Would you say it's more a summer beer?
I would say it's another summer beer, which I'll drink all year round. So it's a nice light one. It's only 4.9. So that's all right. But yeah, not one that I would probably go for all the time just because of the bitterness, but it's starting to grow on me a little bit. I've had half of it now, so I got numb tongue now. So.
Numb tongue.
What are you drinking?
We have a personal favorite. J-Lore Paso Robles Cabernet Sauvignon, California 2021. The J-Lore company.
Have you had that one before?
Oh, hell yeah. I said it was a favorite.
Oh, that's right.
No, but I don't know if we've reviewed it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then it's hard to say.
We've done.
I know you've done a J-Lore.
We've done a J-Lore. The Shiraz?
Maybe. I was going to say maybe not that particular kind, but
a this J-Lore particular, one. This is a very nice California red. So if you're not sure what to get, if you're a guest somewhere and you want to bring a bottle of wine, J-Lore, you cannot go wrong. It's in the vintages section at the LCBO, but it's not like outrageous, like $22. It's pretty reasonable.
Yep.
All right. So it is, by the time this podcast gets published, it will be a week or so till Christmas. Mm-hmm. Have you shopped for your CrossFit athlete on your list?
Yeah, gift ideas for CrossFit athletes. Yes.
Or just, just enthusiasts. Well, they don't do CrossFit. Maybe you don't listen to this podcast and you do Zumba, whatever. We don't judge, but you do need things.
Yep. Just active in general.
So, I see Fiona's got notes.
Yeah. One of them was saying something that's simple yet functional. Rogue Fitness Blender Bottle.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's a good one for your protein
shake. Nothing worse than a clumpy protein powder in your protein shake.
That bugger up.
That's not what you wanted to say.
Yeah. Now, would you use this prior to a workout or after?
Usually after, yeah.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Protein shake after. Sure. Greg and I had the same top number. Our number one is a skipping rope.
Skipping rope, yes.
Say every time somebody comes, like, because our skipping ropes are not meant for tall people.
No. Well, they have the adjustable ones, but
they still don't. They fall apart, right? They fall apart.
Because somebody will step on them and bing, there goes the end of it, right? So they're set. Most of them are set for the average 5'8", like. You know,
which I am not.
Not five fours and 5'1" and 5.0.
4'11".
Yeah, 4'11" and 3/4". Something. Yeah.
Anyways, but the nice thing about we don't get any kickbacks from Rogue, but it would be sweet if we did. But we like the Rogue speed rope because it's adjustable and they've got the bearings. But when you snap yourself on a double under,
does it hurt?
Ouch! But and that way you can. The thing with the skipping rope. Because I know somebody.
It needs to be a quick turnover.
It also needs to be to your height.
The bearings need to be quick on that one, especially if you're learning double unders. There's nothing worse than learning double unders on one of those plastic ropes that you got from your jump rope for heart like 20 years ago.
40 years ago.
Well, they still do jump rope for heart.
Yeah, but so we haven't done. I never did jump rope for heart.
Yeah, we did
jump rope
for heart when I was a kid.
I don't. Was that a thing?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, well, I didn't go to that school.
Yeah. So, but those ropes suck.
Yeah, a good skipping rope, especially a speed rope.
And it's yours, right? And it's yours. Set for your height. It's good to go.
We happen to like the Rogue speed rope. Not that we're getting into kickbacks.
Nope.
What's next on your list, Fiona?
Rogue gym towel.
Gym towels are good.
Every CrossFitter leaves sweat angels on the floor of the box every now and again.
Yes, I have to clean them up.
We don't clean them up. True experience cleans them up.
We'll be there for them when the wad is done and they need to lap up their sweat.
There you go.
I say good shorts.
Yes.
Good shorts are all good to have.
And let me add to that for the ladies, a really good sports bra.
Sports bra. Yeah. And guys, good underwear. If you're wearing shorts and you're going commando, get some underwear.
It depends on what the workout is sometimes, right?
Plus, you got to do the
burpees because you can bang your junk on the floor real quick and you want to have those shorts set.
Cut the junk.
In it. Little sacks. Sacks underwear are really good for that. So
sport check, good place to go. Yep. Actually, Deanne's in town has sacks.
Yes, they do.
So if you're going to shop local, go uptown.
Just in case you bang your junk and burpees. It happens. Yeah, you're laughing, but it happens.
Yeah. I laugh, so we do scorpions and all the larger chested ladies have a hard time with that. And then the rest of us,
I had
who
issues
don't.
With that. I said, oh, that hurts the girls.
Yeah. But we don't get kickbacks from them, but Lululemon makes some really good sports bras for larger chested girls. You watch for their We Made Too Much sales, and if you buy one, you try it, then you go back online and you buy five more. That is how you do that kind of sale.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So keep an eye. Yeah. It's worth it because their stuff is so well made. Like, you won't regret getting that. A weightlifting belt is next on my list.
Yes. Weightlifting belt is really good. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's functional.
It's functional. And it's like
under. People will get to the point where they need it, you know?
Yep.
Between what? Around squats. $50?
Yeah. It's not you even can get them for cheaper on Amazon. You can get them for like $20.
I would say between $20 and $50.
Yeah. I wish I had had that yesterday with that plank hold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
No, not the plank.
You had a three-person team.
Yeah.
And I totally wish, because I could feel my back doing the sway.
That's why you got to clench your butt cheeks. I know. Prison defense.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
There were some, that's not even going to the place. There were some Saturday night positions playing later towards the end. Char took really good pictures first round.
I came into work the other day. The guys are doing planks, and I'm like, oh, look at you guys in the Saturday night position, huh? Like, get any higher up there, they look like a bicycle rack. Like, come on, like, really? It's not a plank.
Fiona, what's next on your list?
Liquid grip, liquid gym chalk.
Oh, gym chalk.
Have you ever heard of liquid chalk?
Yeah, it is. It cuts down on the crack. Well, it cuts down on the chalk on the floor because we got some chalk horse.
Yeah, chalk horse,
Yeah, that's right.
I put a new block in the blue bucket.
You did.
It's gone.
Like, who's eating my chalk?
Somebody ate it. I swear to God.
They're not following your direction on the whole clapping.
All you got to do is rub it on one side, rub your hands together for 30 seconds, put one more swipe on it, rub it again for 30 seconds. It won't come off.
Mm-hmm.
But no, somebody's got to lick it and freaking rub it all over
everything. They're eating
it.
Like it's paste or something.
Put it on their armpits or butt.
Anyway, so Karen, about the liquid chalk, it comes in a little bottle.
Wow. Yeah. And it says, is your CrossFitter the local chalk monster? Yeah. Or AKA
we got a whole gym of those. Yeah.
If so, gift them this liquid gym chalk, which hopefully will prevent a chalk cloud.
Yeah. It's clear.
And subsequent mess mid-workout. One small drop keeps your hands dry and grippy for the several sets of work.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a great gift
idea. That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. It says check price. Would be kind of interesting to see how much something like that costs.
Never used to be super expensive.
But it goes like a little goes a long way.
Yeah, it does.
Wow. Oh, like less than 10 bucks?
$10.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
For a 1.5 ounce bottle.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's not a lot.
But I mean,
8 ounces, $17.99.
Still pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, I guess.
So not too bad.
Combo pack. I don't know what's involved with that.
A gym bag. One thing I would say is a gym bag, because some people come in there with a whole bunch of crap and because
you're going to have your different types of shoes. Yeah. You're going to have your skipping rope. You're going to have your workout book. You're going to have your towel that you got in your stocking. You're going to have your gym chalk. I guess it's skipping rope. And then, of course, you're going to have like the right bra for the right workout, because you looked ahead. Oh, shit. I need
my burpee bra.
Yep.
Yep.
Or your burpee shorts or your Saks underwear.
That's right.
So, yeah, you need a good gym bag.
That I recently, I find, is the wrist wraps.
Yes, that's on my list.
That's a favorite.
Yep, I had that.
Yeah.
Wrist wraps are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, these are pretty inexpensive. Yeah. Like, for the clothes, just get a gift card to Lulu or to, wherever you sports check.
Even sports check.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about shoes on the last podcast. Yep. And, I mean, again, like, you could do a gift card to Rogue or to Sport Check. And then somebody
can especially if somebody's looking for specific shoes for CrossFit for workouts and things like that. Yeah. You know, look around, because a lot of stores don't sell the shoes.
Although Jeanette had a really good experience at, I'm not sure which sport check it was, but she had listened to the podcast and knew what she was looking for when she went in. And so it's like we were actually helpful.
There you go.
Who would have thunk it? Yeah. I have gift certificates on my list, and I've mentioned Rogue and Sport Check, but you could also get gift certificates for massage.
Oh, yeah.
I think somebody, like, I mean, I know I should get back into that habit of doing it too. So
it's just finding a new massage therapist.
Well, and then this, sometimes it's something that people don't think they need, and then they get that gift certificate, they use it, and they, this is actually worthwhile.
Actually good, yeah.
So it'll start that self-care process and that routine, which is really good for people. So,
yeah.
Like all these ideas, $100 goes a long way.
Sure does.
Yeah.
And it's funny, they even had on here best splurge gifts.
Like I see that you've got one of those freaking assault bikes. Oh, hell no.
That's like somebody that you hate. Here you go.
I hate you. Here's an assault bike.
Yeah.
Although, okay, so now if I got one, I'd have to get 6 of them, which I would really, if I had more space.
Yeah, I don't have any space.
No, we have the space. We just would have to shorten the Marshall.
This I have to see. Oh, $845.
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
But the Rogue Echo Bikes are one of the best because they're heavier and they last.
And they're horrible.
We have an assault bike at school made by Assault Fitness, and it falls apart. Like, it's coming apart. The computer was wrecked on it and everything. But it, yeah.
They're horrible.
They're horrible, yeah.
Like, you think rowing for calories is horrible on the rowing machine?
It's the worst. Like, I use it at school all the time, and it's the worst.
Yeah. So we should get one. We should get it. Producer
Chris is like, I wish they had an assault bike. I go, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Like, they suck.
No, I would.
4 minutes on that thing is hell.
Like, it's like, ugh.
I would love to get a class set, which would be 6 of them, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, not my idea.
We'll have to see.
Definitely a concept rower would be nice. But then it's room, right? Trying to find a place.
It's really, and oftentimes with home equipment, you use it for a few months and then you give up and
you just don't have the motivation.
Yeah. Yep, you hang your clothes
keep
on
going. So. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Some of these are just in a squat rack, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing. That would be the best.
But you have to have space for that kind of thing too.
Yeah, so. Space for it. But they have those ones that fold against the garage, right? So they'll fold up against the wall and you can snap them back out. So those are cool now.
Mm-hmm.
For about the same price as a regular squat rack.
So. Wow.
Yep.
So, I mean, I guess it just depends if you have the motivation to do it at home, but not me. I have to go somewhere and be accountable.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have a gym membership.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we don't do gift certificates for memberships for people who aren't members, but if you wanted to do, say, personal training for somebody who comes to the gym, we could arrange something like that too.
That's pretty cool.
There's always options. But yeah, I mean, keep it simple. Like, a lot of sometimes the most effective, the best gift is like ones like an upgraded skipping rope.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. You know, that's always a nice thing. So
absolutely.
So there you go. There is our 2023.
It doubles as a whip too.
Really? Like, what are you doing?
I'm just saying, your skipping rope can double as a whip. Look at how many whip marks I've had.
Well, obviously self-inflicted.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What the hell's going on when I'm not coaching? There you go.
Bring out the rubber balls and the whip.
Wow, Greg went there.
Yep.
Yeah,
time
he
to go.
Went there. Time to go.
That. Merry Christmas.
It's not on his wish list.
No.
Oh, all right, there you go. Another episode. Keep it real. I didn't want to talk to you. I can't even. Whatever. Just with Nyree and Fiona.
All right.